If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Gold Coast Titans, they just dropped their new logo moving forward. And as we always say on the podcast, everything is becoming Americanized. You can see it with the logos now as well. Of course, the West Tigers, they changed theirs a couple of weeks ago. What you will notice with these logos is that a lot of them are very simplified. Yeah, so the Gold Coast Titans, you think about their old logo. If you want to actually dash onto their website, the old one is still in the corner there. You know, the swords all over the place. You got the Titan, then you got the Gold Coast, and then you got the actual Titans word there that sort of shades from a dark blue to a lighter blue. Obviously, these colours, they represent, you know, the beach, the sun, the water, which I think is perfect for the Gold Coast. But you got to also think from a marketing point of view, as I learned from other people on the West Tigers one, and I assume it'd be the same with this Titans one, that when you're putting it on T-shirts, hats, whatever, getting that fade from, you know, the dark blue to the light blue on the Titans, very expensive exercise. I like the old Titans emblem. I think it's nice, but I think this new one's actually a good fit. It's simplified, no doubt about that, but I think it looks good. I had a mate who messaged me straight away, and he said, that's essentially the Memphis Grizzlies logo, and I don't know basketball or overly well, so I went to have a look at it, and gee whiz, if you have a look on my Instagram story, you can see it there. It is pretty much a like for like, to be honest with you, and I'm not using that as a negative. I think that, as I said, our game, it's becoming more and more Americanized. Personally, I don't think that's a bad thing, to be perfectly honest with you, but I like this logo. There's not a heap to it. It uses the same colours. It's got a bit more of a less cartoony sort of approach to it. The Gold Coast Titans, they obviously came into the competition, 15, 16 years ago. It was a different time back then. I thought that logo was very fitting then. I liked it. I still liked it up until yesterday, but I do like this new one. And I know that we don't really like change. We sort of lose our heads a little bit, but mate, I've got no issue with this one. I think it's really good. They're block colours. You've got the yellow, the blue, the black, the white. It'll go on to really, it'll fit really well onto polos, hats, you name it. I imagine it'll be a lot less expensive for the club to print as well. You look at the Memphis Grizzlies, I'd be shocked if they didn't use this logo at some point to redesign their own. You look at, obviously, the text and everything is a little bit different, but you look at the face of the Grizzly, you got the vastly blue on the right-hand side, sort of like the sun is shining from that side. Then you got the other side, which is sort of darkened out in a shadow, sort of gives it that sort of bad guy sort of look about it with the yellow eyes, which essentially is exactly what this Titans new logo is. It's, you know, the face of a Titan, the sun's coming from its right-hand side, and it sort of shades the other side, gives it that sort of dark sort of look about it, which I really like. The old emblem, as I said, had that sort of cartoon sort of element to it, but this is unreal. I really do like this design. Well done to the Gold Coast Titans. I think it's a really good pick. I know that on my page, whenever I post a change, like the West Tigers one, like I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I didn't think it was a train wreck, and people just went in on it. Just unbelievably, some of the messages I got were pretty crazy. I wasn't huge on it, to be honest with you, but I didn't think it was a train wreck, as I said. Mate, the vast majority of responses I'm getting from this Titans one, I'm just going to read through some of the comments on my post. People seem to like it. It's really cool for a simple design. Worse than the Tigers' new one. Didn't think that was possible. Guy that said that's always a bit negative. That's okay. Why are all these logos so artificial looking, if you get what I mean? Hopefully most logos go this modernized look. At least the gold-plated armor and the swords try to create a sense of fear. See, I reckon this one does create a more of a sense of fear than the old one, to be honest with you. Wider clubs feel the need to have overly simplified logos. I think it's just the way moving forward. That's how it goes. Better than the Tigers' new logo. Love it. I actually like it. I think it looks better than the old one. I agree. Don't like it. The original one was better. Yeah, it's better. I'll probably get used to it, but it's giving me Rugby League 2 custom vibes. Understand that one. But I think it does look really good. And look, for me, when I read through those comments, I thought there was a pretty positive vibe to it. Normally, when people want to comment on social media, it's just negative, negative, negative. Normally, you don't really get the positive comments. For this not to be bombarded with negative comments, I think that shows that it probably has hit the mark, realistically. For there to be a number of positive comments on any of my posts, it means that something right is happening. There's always going to be negatives. People don't like change. Welcome to rugby league. That's the reality of it. I fall into that category too. Don't get me wrong. A lot of the time I fall into that category. But I really like the look of this new jersey and the Titans. They definitely, over the last 18 months, have had a real changing of the guard. You look to next year. We spoke about it on Instagram last night. They're going to have an entire new spine. They're going to have a new starting hooker, a new starting seven. AJ Brimson's going to be the new starting 5'8". And they're going to have a new starting fullback. And they've got this big forward pack. I really like it. And I think that for them to be successful, this forward pack, they are going to have to go a million miles an hour. And I think that that's sort of what this emblem looks like to me. I'm a fan of it. I think the Gold Coast Titans have done really well here. I'm just on their website now, a new generation of Titans, just reading the article here. The Gold Coast Titans have today launched a new look ready to take the club and its crop of young stars into the future. The redesigned logo brings in the Titans' core colours that were designed to reflect our Gold Coast home and modernises the iconic emblem. The contemporary logo brings a steely determination reflective of the ambitions of the current group of Titans players, coaches, and staff as we strive to make our communities proud, inspire them with energy, and unite them through success. I like this one, to be honest with you. I'm looking forward. It says more than a logo at 11 a.m. today. Titan CEO Steve Mitchell will outline the club's strategic roadmap to 2030. Mitchell will address the key areas of focus for the club and how we plan to arrive at these. I'll return here to read all details and hear directly from Steve Mitchell. I'll definitely be tuning into that. Just having a look. Why the change? The club is determined to make its communities proud. And after 15 years, the club has evolved and molded over this time. With renewed optimism and energy towards the future, the time was right to compromise the logo to make the club's new determination. The colours remain true to their Gold Coast origins as they were originally created to reflect the sun, surf, and sea of the coast we call home. The new look logo allows the club to maintain our strong, unique, and highly recognisable brand, particularly across our popular digital channels. Yeah, I'm all for it, to be honest with you. I think this is a really good change. I know people don't like change, but I think this one fits well. Well done to the Gold Coast Titans. Change isn't easy. I'm looking forward to seeing when they're...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All the logos and everything on their website change, but well done to the Gold Coast Titans. I really like this new look. I think we'll all get used to it very quickly. I think the people that don't like it will come around very quickly. Maybe they're lucky that they came after the West Tigers, which everyone apparently hated. So maybe they timed it well there, but I think this is really good. It sort of came out of nowhere. I didn't hear any whispers of this in any way, shape, or form. It just appeared this morning that at 8 o'clock they'd be announcing a new logo. They've done that. I think it looks good. As I said, very Memphis Grizzly vibes, looks very similar to that, but I don't think that's a negative. I think that everything in rugby league is becoming more and more Americanized. I don't think that's a bad thing. I know a lot of people have a negative connotation when it comes to Americanizing things, but I don't think, as far as sport goes, it's a bad thing, to be perfectly honest with you. As far as documentation goes, as far as logos and the way that players are off the field, I think we're moving in the right direction. Well done to the Gold Coast Titans. I like this move. Some people don't, but I'm a fan of it. I think it's going to look really good, and I think it represents where the Gold Coast Titans are going. They were the new kids on the block. It was a bit cartoony. They were very family, come and support us, help us sort of thing. Times have changed. The Gold Coast Titans, they are the new kids on the block. They aren't just trying to make their way. They're a well-established club now who are able to attract big players. They've gone for a big logo, a strong logo, that, to be honest with you, kind of fills me with confidence. So, well done to the Gold Coast Titans. I've said it a few times, but I'm very impressed with what they've done here.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.